let alone, you know, let alone handling the whole resurrection. But I just want to add that to it too. On my to-do list, resurrect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's do a little meditation. And just kind of give us a chance to open our minds up to hearing a different perception of Easter. A different perception of what everybody's celebrating today. Because, you know, A Course in Miracles always has its own definition of everything. So just kind of focus in on your own breath. And remind yourself that I'm really not trying to convince you of anything or get you to change in any way that you don't want to. I don't have any investment in whether or not you agree with me or believe me. I'm just here to deliver a message. And I try not to shoot the postman when they come and deliver a bill. He didn't have nothing to do with it. So I'm just a messenger. And what I want to be a messenger of is a messenger of love. I really love to tell people things that are loving. I love the way they respond. I love the smile that usually comes across their face. I love how it relieves them. I love giving loving messages. And you only deserve loving messages. You only deserve loving messages. You just deserve people talking to you with love. And you deserve to have people not talking to you with a lot of criticism and judgment and attack. You deserve to be communicated to in a really fulfilling way. A way that the communication sounds so good and feels so good to you that you just melt into a peace and a love that is so divine that it expands forever. It's time for you to get outside your body so that you can start playing. You're much bigger than a body. Your body is just your way of communicating in this world. It's just a medium of communication. It's just the way we can talk to each other until we realize we're one again. And the body is sinless, and the body is guiltless. Your body has never done anything to you. Your body has never made a decision about anything you've ever done with it. Your body is innocent, it's sinless, it's guiltless. And you are innocent, and you are sinless, and you are guiltless. Take a deep breath.
Just keep on breathing. There's no hurry. There's no rush. There's no hurry. There's no rush.
You just deserve to have a minute to relax. And I want to acknowledge you for being willing to come here for an hour when I'm sure the weather outside is so appealing. See you. Tell you, now I know what happened to my voice. I was wondering who had it.
You got my voice.
That's all right. That's okay. That's all right. I like what you're doing with it. You can keep it.
It feels good.
It feels so good. Okay. I'm going to do my own Easter class. It's on page 425. Deep, man. Haven't done this one in a long, long time. Because last time, you know, my life was threatened. But I'm going to get over it. And I'm going to see if I can trust more now. See what happens. I tell you. Okay, so let's get straight with the Course in Miracles definition of Palm Sunday is. Because in case you heard that, I love these definitions in this book. He says, what you're going to do today represents the celebration of victory. So really this day we're supposed to be celebrating our victory. And our victory is the fact that we are accepting the truth more. That's our victory. It's that we're beginning to think thoughts that are better for us than we used to. So this is a day to celebrate the right kind of thoughts you think about yourself that you didn't used to think. And we're celebrating that today. We're celebrating that you really are accepting more of the love and more of the truth than you ever have before in your life right now. Even though it might not be where you want it to be, it's more than what it's being. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we must not spend this holy week, this happy week, this healing week coming up, brooding about all the times you've been crucified. Okay, so this is the week that we take a vacation from telling ourselves about all the stuff somebody's doing to us to make us unhappy. We're supposed to be celebrating our victory. Okay, y'all with me?
Yeah.
He says, now, that means we should be happily celebrating the fact that we have been released. Just think about this statement. You have been released. You have been released. You've been released. Go. You're free. You've accepted the truth. You're innocent. You're not going to spend the whole week brooding on your crucifixion. I'm just reading out of the book. It says Easter is the sign of peace. Easter is not about pain. Most of the time when I grew up, it was like Easter was about pain. I see these big pictures of Christ with nails going through his hand and supposed to have a good day hunting eggs. Had a hard time looking for them eggs, just seeing Jesus, you know what I'm saying? But I managed. I used to find some Easter eggs, man. Okay, but that's a whole other class. I'm telling you. Okay, so the Course says a slain, look, just check the humor out if you can really go for it. It says a slain Christ has no meaning. The idea that a creation of an unlimited power could be killed doesn't have any meaning. That doesn't have any meaning. There's no way that you can kill a child of God. It can't be done. You're feeling guilty about stuff that you couldn't even do. So the Course isn't talking about the Christ in the book. The Course is talking about you need to stop killing yourself. You need to take yourself off the cross, take the nails out of your own hands, and get that thorny crown off your head. And he says, but a risen you, when you rise, he says, that's the sign that you've forgiven yourself. Say, if you start to let more joy and more happiness and more peace come into your life, of course, that's the sign that you're looking upon yourself as healed and whole. So if you're letting yourself have more joy, and you're letting yourself have more peace, and you're letting yourself have more friends, and you're letting yourself have more freedom, and you're not judging as much, you're not criticizing as much, you're letting go of things, then the Course is telling us, well, you know something? That's a sign you must be forgiving yourself. You finally begin to let yourself off the hook, and you should be celebrating that today. That's what Easter means. It's you celebrating, you taking yourself off the hook.
Yeah, the new meaning's off the hook, doesn't it?
It really does. Because I've been using that phrase a lot lately. Boy, that's really off the hook. You know, and because my life is really off the hook right now. Way off the hook. I mean, so far off the hook is off the hook. You know what I mean? Some of y'all do. Some of y'all are in that metamorphosis period right now where someone's like when you, I heard that, you know, when a woman goes into labor, she can't pretty much just decide that she's going to stop it in 2 minutes. She kind of like has to go with the experience, right? And say, that's what we're doing right now. We're in labor. The only problem is, I want to tell you that you have been born now. The labor is over. You've been born. You know what you've been born into? Christ was born into a manger, you were born into now.
Right.
That's your manger.
Yeah.
This is your manger. You're in it. You're born. Mm-hmm. The dress rehearsal is over. It's showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime now, buddy. Every one of y'all, it's showtime. It's showtime. Stop brooding. Stop spending all your time brooding about the stuff you think has been done to you unjustly. This is the time you need to start celebrating all the positive things you've done for yourself, because you killing yourself doesn't have any meaning. But you letting yourself have a good time, that is a sign you finally forgiving yourself and loving yourself. That's the first paragraph in Earl terms. Which I hear slightly different when people read it on their own. I don't know. Okay. But you know, I'm telling you, I have been obsessed with this book for 25 years. I started teaching the Course in Miracles in January 1981. I got in the course in November 1980. I read the book in a month and then started doing classes because they told me in the book that you teach best what you most need to learn. So if I'm such a good teacher, it means that I really need to learn everything. I'm talking about, so I'm the most unforgiving joker in this room. I'm the one that's got the biggest ego, the biggest grievances, the most fear, the most... Why? Because I'm up here teaching the class. So I must really need it more than anybody else in the doggone room. So I'm always teaching what I need to learn, but then sometimes when I act like other people act like I've disappointed them some way. Even though I told them I was just like them and learning just like them too, because people have a tendency to feel like you shouldn't be teaching something that you haven't mastered, because they don't realize the way that you master it is to teach it.
That's deep.
It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, so therefore I get judged more than anybody. If y'all walked up and saw Earl smoking a joint, some people would freak out. They would just totally freak out. They'd be like, go. and then some people be saying, my spirit is the teacher.
Woo! Okay. And you know who you are.
Now, I'm just using that joint thing as an example. Off the hook, you know.
You don't mind if you share.
Okay. Oh, my true students are coming. All right. Or better yet, my true teachers. I got so many teachers, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? But that means that all of you are my teachers. So I'm so retarded, I need a room full of people. At least you only needed me. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I love to watch you and let you teach me things that I need to know without me having to go through it myself. And I want to tell you, I really appreciate that. I appreciate how much time y'all save me by having experiences and then you share them with me, and then I get a chance not to have to go through that, because I can learn from your experience. And don't. I learned that as a kid. That was one of my best lessons I learned as a kid, was that is to watch somebody else's experience and know that since we're basically the same, if I do the same thing they do just the way they did it, I get the same result too. See, that's the problem with thinking you're different, is it keeps you a lot of time from recognizing the lessons all around you, because you're really surrounded by people just like you that you think are different from you, so that you can have your own individual experience. So to have your own individual experience, you've got to edit out as many different things about yourself and project it into that other person so that it can look like there's a you. But you're really surrounded by all of your feelings being carried around by all the people around you. So everybody in your life, they're bringing you the thoughts that you have in your own mind that you are not owning. So I bring a thought to you that's really your thought, but you don't want to see it as your thought. And so I come up as your thought, because a body is nothing but a thought carrier. So everybody you're surrounded by actually are people with the same thoughts you have, but you don't know it, so they're bringing your thoughts to you so that you can forgive yourself. And so we're celebrating today that you do more forgiving of yourself than you used to do, and you're letting yourself have more peace than you used to let yourself have, and we're here today to celebrate that. So the Course said this week starts off with palms, but it ends up with lilies. And then I said, well, what is a Course in Miracles lily? Like, if you don't bring me some flowers, the Course said, this is what God's flowers look like. It said, God's flowers are nothing but the sign that you are innocent. So if I really want to give you a real bouquet, I'd be giving you your innocence and reminding you of your innocence and not letting you forget your innocence. That's really giving you some lilies. Then it goes on to say, let no dark sign of crucifixion intervene between the journey and its purpose, which is the journey and the purpose is to accept the truth, is the journey and the purpose is to express the truth. I love that. I say it one more time. I'm on the journey to accepting it and expressing it. I got to accept it, then express it. I've got to accept my freedom, then express my freedom. I've got to accept my peace, then express my peace. I got to accept my sanity, then express my sanity. I got to accept the love, then express the love. That's deep. So that's the journey. Then it goes on to say, we don't want none of our grievances to intervene within that purpose. In other words, I don't want all that crazy stuff that I learned from the world and all these grievances about what I think people have done to me. I don't want that to block the journey. I'm tired of having my crappy thoughts blocking my journey to my acceptance of my beauty, my love, and my abundance, and my power in my real life. I'm tired of all those, the past, blocking my happiness. Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay, then it goes on to say, this week then, we're going to celebrate being alive instead of celebrating somebody dying. So we got this big holiday to celebrate somebody dying. God's son. That's deep, ain't it? I'm going to celebrate. Buddy, I'm going to come over and celebrate the fact that your son died. And we're gonna have some Easter eggs out there too. Because we know that helps your sorrow. See people running around hunting for Easter eggs. But I'm telling you, running around hunting for Easter eggs makes as much sense as anything else we do here. So don't ever feel self-conscious about doing anything in the world. Everything we do here is silly and meaningless.
But eggs are food.
Eggs are food. That's right. The very least. That's a good enough reason for the egg. That's right. That's right. The egg is food. I'm not going to make this a really deep philosophical question. The egg is food. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat the egg. And we'll deal with the philosophical, spiritual implications of that act at some other time. But right now, I'm going to eat some eggs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Use your hand up.
Well, I was just saying, isn't that where Easter Bunny is the hero, celebrating new life rather than the death?
Good. Then we need to celebrate the Easter Bunny.
Well, the Easter Bunny brings the food. Yeah, but he's a sign of fertility in your life, so it's the egg, right? This is what I've just been teaching my 6-year-old all morning.
Hey, I tell you what. I think what you think that it represents is an excellent thing to tell your child that it represents. Yeah. 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 That's what I'm saying. We should be celebrating life. Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. We should be celebrating life and not death. We've been used to celebrating death and not life. And so it says, this week we're going to celebrate it. So what I want to do all this week is I'm going to celebrate how innocent I am and not all my guilt and my sins. So this is the week that I celebrate my innocence and not my guilt. This is the week you're supposed to celebrate your innocence and not your guilt. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to offer you the gift of your innocence instead of offering you the crown of your guilt. I'm going to give you the gift of your innocence instead of the crown of your guilt. I'm going to give you the gift of love, Keith. I'm not going to give you the gift of fear and judgment.
Thank you.
So the Quran says, I'm standing beside you, and it says I have the guilt and the anger and the projection and blame called the thorns in one hand, and then I got the lilies, which is your innocence and your peace and your love in the other hand, and I'm not sure which one I want to give you. And that's what's happening in our relationships all the time. I could support your innocence or I could support your guilt, and from moment to moment I'm trying to decide which one of those I'm going to support in you based on my judgment about what you're doing. So all day long I'm going... fear, love, trust, doubt, suspicion. You know what I'm saying? All day long, love, fear, guilt, innocence, freedom. All day long, he says, of course, I'm standing beside you all day long trying to decide which one that I want to give you. And he says, what I want you to do, this is very symbolic. This is the love, this is the guilt, this is the blame, this is the innocence, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to join with me, and then we are going to throw away the thorns. You and I are going to throw away the guilt, we're going to throw away the blame, we're going to throw away the anger. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to offer you the peace and the joy and the love and the acceptance to replace it. So not only am I going to stop choosing between whether to love you or not, I'm going to throw away the thing that keeps me from loving you. So I don't even have that in my hand as an option anymore. I love saying this stuff, but you know why? Because I know that if I say this stuff and it's an idea, and I know ideas always manifest.
Yeah.
And so I know just by saying this, I am literally creating a reality for me where there are going to be people in my life that don't even have the option to not love me.
Yeah.
Because that's not even in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm willing to talk about it, share it, and I don't even know how to do it, but that's not necessary, because if I knew how to do it, it would be no point in me being here trying to learn. So I need to stop sweating that part.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You going off, lady.
you
going off the hook, girl.
But she's innocent.
Oh, she's totally innocent. She's so innocent, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I some days I'm ridiculous. I got a song I'd like to dedicate to people on this holy, and this is a very holy time. And this song is about us, and it's about us light beings. So this is dedicated to us. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Listen, we got the silence. You are trying to try me today, aren't you, little buddy? Aren't you, little buddy? You just decided you're going to mess with me today, haven't you? Well, guess what? I am not going to give my peace away about you. I know you're trying to give my peace away, but I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away. But I really want y'all to hear this. What the get you
need? We're not supposed to hear it, I guess.
You're supposed to. It's funny. Hey, y'all, cut it out. That's what's going on, is y'all.
What?
It's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
Y'all know that.
Because we're powerful.
Because you're powerful. We're all scared to hear it. So we're collectively creating it where it don't even get played.
We don't want to hear the song.
We don't want to hear the freaking song. That's what it really amounts to.
We
want to
sing it.
So we create it. That's all right.
Okay. Was it going to be funny or serious?
It was going to be funny.
That's what I thought.
It was going to be funny. It was going to be funny. Okay. See, me and Keith can't be united if we keep crucifying each other, and we're certainly not going to be united if we die. So I got to decide what I want to give Keith. Do I want to give Keith his innocence or his guilt? I've decided I'm going to throw the guilt away, because we cannot join with each other as long as we're attacking each other and arguing with each other and fighting with each other. That just ain't going to happen. So the chorus then says, so your resurrection will not be complete until you forgive yourself. Your power will not be complete until you start seeing yourself correctly, which is what the chorus calls forgiveness. And so a week is really short. We're not really talking about a long time. But this week is going to be a symbol of the whole journey that you've taken. Now, you started with the sign of victory. That means there was a promise that you really were going to win. You really are going to succeed at what you're going to do. This already has been given you. There's not an option about you succeeding and you loving yourself. The game isn't a success-failure game. You cannot lose because of who's in charge of the plan. There's no way that you can lose. So, what I want to do with you is, I don't want you to keep wandering around in the temptation to make yourself feel bad. I'm your friend, so I don't want you wandering around all day being tempted to tell yourself stuff that makes you feel bad. Because when you're running around and all the thoughts you have about what's not right about you, then the Course says what you're doing at that point is you're actually just delaying yourself right here. Like every time you spend all that time focusing on what's not right about you instead of focusing on the stuff that's cool about you, you stopped and you just stopped on the track, delaying, pondering things that have nothing to do with helping to empower you. And then when you're doing that, you're not hurting, you're not doing anything, you're just not going anywhere. Nothing's attacking you. It's just that when you're always negative and you're always judging yourself and not letting yourself come into peace and not being who you really are and not following your heart, when you're doing stuff like that, this is all you're doing. You know, I really think I'm innocent. I really think Earl deserves to have a really peaceful life. I really believe that Earl is a spiritual being. I really believe that he is love. You know, Earl is not that cool a person. You know, Earl is insecure and fearful and sometimes jealous and doesn't know what the future's going to bring and don't have the kind of faith that he should have. Sometimes he eats more than he should. I'm going to celebrate the victory in my acceptance of the truth. I'm going to celebrate the fact that I'm innocent. I'm going to give Keith the lilies of forgiveness instead of giving him the... See, I'm moving again. I don't like him. Now, some of you look like this. And you've been that way for 30 years. There's shrubbery all around us. Bird poop on your shoulder. A buzzard and made a nest in your head.
What
ankle
from a dog?
Yeah, you're right. Some dogs think that you're a fire hydrant. So you might want to move along. We might want to start moving. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, how do I hold you back? Well, the Course says, well, hold your brother not back with thorns and nails when his redemption is so clear. So what do I do? I'm going to let my seeing you as innocent speed you on the way. I'm going to let my support in who you really are speed you on the way. Because if I do that, I'm not holding you back. So in any relationship, you're either holding yourself back or you're being spared ahead. A relationship is either holding you back. It's like this. Would you mind setting up this for a minute, bro? And just turn around and face that way. And don't do it too hard because you're bigger than me. Just pull away. Just pull away. Okay, see, I'm holding him back. Okay, so what is holding him back? Keith, it's your fault. Keith, you to blame. If you were different, Keith, if you act different, Keith, if you said something different, Keith, then I'd be happy, Keith. I'm holding you back by looking at you, by giving you your guilt and giving you your crucifixion. Now I want to speed him on his way, so we do it. So now we grab each other and we run together. Because we're helping each other run. Why? Because now I'm going, hey, Keith, you know, you really are innocent, man. You just make mistakes just like anybody else does, but you're really an unlimited child of God. And you do create your own reality, but you do have guidance. And your mistake just deserves to be gender corrected. It won't help you to be punished. It's okay for you to be who you want to be. I want to see you be successful. How can I support you in what you want to do? See, I'm speeding Keith ahead. So anybody in your life, they're either doing this or they're speeding you ahead. Thank you, Keith. See the picture? And you know what kind of relationships you have.
Yeah.
Some of y'all got 10 people holding you back in a chain. They're all holding like a rope, holding on to each other. You got your sister, your brother, your mother, your cousin, your boss. And you got a whole rope full of people pulling you back. You know what's so deep about that? Is that since it's your interpretation of them that determines your mental state, then nobody can hold you back but you. Because you're the one that's interpreting that they're holding you back. You're not holding me back no more than I let you hold me back. That's why you don't need everybody else's cooperation to be happy today. Your happiness today doesn't have anything to do with anybody else but you. That's so deep. Now, then, of course, well, how do I do that? Well, what you need to do is start to celebrate the fact that you have improved a whole lot and you've accepted a lot more truth than you think you have. Try to accept the fact that you're standing beside somebody every day having to decide whether or not you're going to limit yourself or free yourself. In every instance, you're given an opportunity to limit yourself or free yourself. And so why don't you just throw away the option of limiting yourself and start celebrating, trying to help everybody reach their goal, and you reach your goal too, that y'all both want to help each other reach y'all's goals together. Now, how do we help each other reach our goal? Well, we don't interfere with each other. It don't mean you take over and start trying to tell me what I need to do to achieve my goal.
Yeah.
I don't need your advice. Being my healer doesn't mean telling me what to do and fixing me. It means get the heck out of my way. Let me be. If you will do that, you are truly my saviors.
Wow.
I don't want you to do nothing except don't interfere with my happiness. And I won't interfere with yours. So that means you go about your day the way you normally go about your day, and I go about my day the way I normally go about my day, and we just wouldn't be interfering with each other. Now we're each other's saviors.
Yeah, that's good.
That's so cool. I mean, I love this book. I love because it always puts everything in simple terms that leaves it up to me to just make a choice about whether or not I'm going to do it. I can't pretend that I don't understand what it's saying, so now I have to admit to myself that I'm just not ready to be that loving yet. And when I'm not ready to be loving, I'm going to come up with a lot of justifications to keep my grievance going. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with everything in my mind that keeps me from loving. Because I don't really feel like doing it anyway. Because I'm afraid of it. I think if I forgive you, I'm going to have to go out to lunch with you. And I don't want to go out to lunch. You know, a lot of people think that. But if I forgive them, does that mean I have to be with them? You know, well, actually, if you've actually forgiven them, you wouldn't feel that horrible about being with them. It'll be okay if you were, and it'll be okay if you weren't. That's how I know whether or not I got the right attitude about anything. If you got the right attitude about anything, it'll be okay if you do it and okay if you don't. Whenever it becomes like you got a habit, you know you've made it out of an idol, and it's going to hurt you one day. Because anything that you think you need outside of yourself is going to always fail you. It's built that way so that you always end up going back into yourself. So every time you have any kind of a failure in any plan that you make that's not based on the truth and you loving yourself, all the invisible higher beings are ecstatically happy when none of your plans work out. That's why they don't help you. They want you to see that anything you do without God is going to fail. That anything we do without love is going to fail. They want us to see that any other love other than real love in the relationship is not going to work. So the relationship is not going to work. You know, so because every time we see one of our plans not work, it brings us closer to that moment that we're ready to choose for our real happiness. So the truth is, God is glad every time you try to do anything that wouldn't bring you lasting happiness and it doesn't work. I love that. So, any questions about anything unfair so far? Any thoughts about your celebration?
Is that it?
Any thoughts about your celebration? Do you see? Is that kind of like an easier perspective of dealing with the whole Easter thing?
Yeah.
If I'm forgiving you, I'm forgiving me because you're just a projection of what's going on inside of me, right?
Well, if you forgive me, you're forgiving you because I am you. See, the truth is there's nothing outside of you. Keith, I really am you. That's not a figure of speech. That's not an abstract, philosophical, metaphysical principle. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying we need to understand it is literally true that I am you and you are me and we are all one.
The Beatles meant that song.
I don't know what they meant. But I don't know. All I know is I don't know. Now the Course says that the reason why the idea of us being one doesn't exactly thrill us is because we don't like ourselves and don't like what we see. Because if I had said I was one with you and you love yourself and you love me, we'd all be jumping up and down totally thrilled right now. We'd be so happy. But for us to look around and think we each other didn't exactly fire our pots up. You'll notice that there wasn't exactly no fireworks going off when we thought when we heard we was one. You know, because really, I'm not interested in being one with all y'all. I just want me somebody to love me. I want to raise. I want a brand new car. I want some carpet.
Carpet.
That's what I really want. Resurrection, if it's eternal, it'll be there. But this sale at the mall is only happening to Saturday. Okay? So I got to get to the mall. I'll get back to God later. And God's going to forgive me anyway, so what difference does it make? You know what I'm saying? So I'll at least let myself feel innocent about the things that I'm doing, that I'm making up that I'd have to do. I'm the one that's making up all the things I think I need to do to be happy. The least I could do is stop crucifying myself for breaking the rules I made up in the first place. That's deep. You're following your own laws, and you're punishing yourself for disobeying rules that you made up for your behavior. You're the one that made it bad if you wore your dress 3 inches above the knee. And you're the one that makes yourself feel bad if you do. You made up the rule and you're punishing yourself about the rule. I love that. I love knowing that there are some rules under the rules that we made up that we can always depend on that will always heal any situation that's going on no matter what. I love knowing that there are universal laws that work regardless of your race, creed, color, sex. I love knowing that no matter what anybody else is doing, I know that there's the law of giving and receiving, and they'll get it back, and they'll get their lesson, and I don't even have to take on the role of needing to punish them, so I kind of regret I won't be around when they get punished, but I'm working on that. You know, when that joker gets their stuff coming back, I sure would like to be in the corner and go, ah! But I kind of figure that somehow or another isn't a spiritual perspective. So I'm working on it. You know what I'm trying to know what I mean? Yeah. That part of you that goes, man, I want to see it when it comes back to you. Yeah. I want to be right there, you know, and that's why you'll be right there. And that's the problem. As long as I want to hold you prisoner, I have to stay in jail with you to guard you. As long as I want to be all in your business, then I got to be all focused on your life and not mine. I have too. It's ridiculous how much time I've spent being concerned about what other people are doing in their lives. Out of the mistaken perception that I was being caring and giving them so much love that I just worried about them all the time. So all you're saying to that person all the time is, you're vulnerable to attack. You're vulnerable to attack. You're vulnerable to attack. You could be attacked. You could be hurt. You could be hurt. Things will go wrong for you. You're vulnerable to attack. You're vulnerable to attack. That's dangerous. You could be hurt. That's dangerous. You could be hurt. That's vulnerable. Anything can happen to you. Whoa, that could be bad things. I'm worried about. Hey, wow, isn't that deep? You know, continued concern is nothing but attack. It's nothing but a lack of trust in that person's own spiritual awareness as well as the spiritual awareness of God. If you give somebody some advice or you try to help somebody, the only reason why they don't use your advice is they see how it benefits them right now. And when they see how it's going to benefit them, they'll use it. And it may not be when you're around, but you're not supposed to stick around and make sure they use your gift when you deem appropriate because you're imprisoning them instead of helping them. So you just give and then you trust that when it's time for that to be received, it will be received. So in the meantime, you can let yourself receive the rewards of your willingness to give. The reason why you're not getting back the result of all the good things you've done is you're too busy worrying about the people you did the good things to. And whether or not they're going to use it. Isn't it deep? I mean, that to me is like, wow. Yeah, we have so much good that's right in our face that we don't even see that is absolutely ridiculous because we think that we should be celebrating in the way the court says we think we should be celebrating the pain instead of the love. But we should be celebrating the end of the pain. We should be celebrating that we're at the end of our ignorance, that we're at the end of our being asleep, that we're at the end of not knowing what's going on, that we're at the end of thinking that it's everybody else's fault, that we're at the end of believing that we don't have choices about where we are. We should be celebrating that we're not trapped in that same old thought system that so many of the people that we love are, where they think that everything that's happened to them is being caused by something outside of themselves. We should be celebrating that we really are released. We are actually free. We can actually have a whole new reality because we can use these new thoughts instead of the old thoughts that we were taught. And that's what we're supposed to be celebrating. The fact that I know it might have been crappy in the past, but it sure don't have to be crappy now. Because I can change my mind and I can have a new purpose and I can snatch those thorns back from Keith and make sure I always give Keith some kind of a positive energy. I can start doing that right now. That doesn't call for philosophical discussion. That doesn't call for being analytical. That doesn't call for any kind of convincing. That's just a choice of whether you not want to be loving or not, Earl. And that's what our egos can't stand. It can't stand this truth being simple, because if it's simple, you know what's going on. You just have to admit to yourself where you really are. But if you make everything real complicated, then you can delay and stall around because you're afraid to change and think you're doing big things because you're analyzing it. But the truth is, you're just scared to change. And so you're trying to make it seem like it's difficult by complicating it. That's what the Course is saying to me. And I'm like, ooh, I love this book. This is coming into me hardcore. That's the way I need it. I need God to be straight up with me. So do you know that right now what we're seeing is just glimpses of each other? Right now we're looking between the snow white lilies. We're peeping back and forth at each other. So the Course says, I want to look at your face now. And I want to recognize your face. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was a stranger, but you let me into your life. I was a stranger to you at one time, and you did take me in. And you didn't know who I was. I was a stranger to you. You let me in your life, and you didn't know who I was. Now, if you will give me the gift of seeing me innocently and seeing me as a loving being, and not seeing me as the men you've dealt with in the past, or the friends you've dealt with in the past, or the teachers you've dealt with in the past, and if you will just see me as not anybody you've ever known in the past, then you are giving me the gift of lilies. And if you're giving me your non-judgment and just letting me be myself, then the Course says, then I'll know who I am and you'll know who you are. And so this stranger, I used to be a stranger who was alien to you, I'm really your ancient friend. And you're really an old friend. The truth is, we are a room full of old friends trying to decide whether or not we're going to crucify each other or resurrect each other. You hanging out with everybody you ever had grievances against. And the person you fall in love with is the one you have the deepest grievances with. Anybody that you're attracted to in a special love relationship is the person you got the deepest grievances with. And you're being attracted to each other so that you can give each other the lilies this time. Mm. That's why they always start out so good and then you go through hell. Broken into by periods in which you say everything is cool. You know, we went to the movie yesterday. Is this too deep?
Yeah. No.
Is this too deep?
No.
For me, it's like music. Y'all got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why did I single you out? I singled you out because you most reminded me of somebody from the past. You're the one that's going to restore to me what the other people didn't do for me. You're the one that's going to make the love right. You're the one that's going to make me feel good. As a friend, as a lover, whatever. You're the one that's going to do it better than anybody else did.
Yeah.
So you are there to make up for all the grievances I have against everybody else who never pleased me. You're supposed to give me what they never did. And that's why I want to ask you out.
And
if somebody said that to you, would you give them your phone number?
Yeah.
And that'd be like the most honest person. That'd be the most honest person you've ever seen in your life. And you go, whoa! Not only am I not going to give my phone number, I'm getting a restraining order for you. You will not be around me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you that you've already accepted so much of the truth that now we can start throwing away the thorns, accepting the limits, accepting that we want to see each other's innocence instead of each other's guilt, that we want to speed each other along instead of delay each other, and we want to celebrate that we've already started to make those moves and that we already have started to accept the truth. We are celebrating that we are alive and we've been released. So can we acknowledge our resurrection? Take those nails out of my hands, please. So, you know something? I was in a relationship one time, and we were trying to use the truth in the relationship, and that's what we were literally saying. You know, please take the nails out of my hands, please. Let's not crucify each other. How about that? How about not crucifying each other?
That'd be cool.
It's a lot easier to pull this off with somebody that you like.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to start being real loving, because it's tricks empty. So you start being loving and practicing the truth, and then you're going to have a lot of people in your life that you like, and then it's going to be child's play. Forgive. I'm just giving y'all a little inside tip. And if you surround yourself with people you can't stand, it's kind of hard. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all know exactly what I'm saying. And you have to ask yourself, am I putting the majority of my energy and time into the people who are not giving me the love? Because it sure would be easier to love somebody that'll love. And that's a side effect of being yourself, is you'll be surrounded by people that you love.
Yes. Is it deep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd like to say thank you for sharing with me. You're innocent whether you have paper strips and metal discs or not. Because the gift that you're giving me is far beyond money. You speed me along. You love me enough to come here and let me teach myself. And then pay me. That's awesome. I'm not going to complain with no cool people like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I always think about that, you know. Most of the people I meet always want to do their own thing. They don't want to work for anybody else. They want to be able to go out and have their own kind of job and stuff like that. And so just realize that you can do that. That when you really do the thing that you love, that's when everything is going to start coming together even faster for you. When you start doing the things that you love, that's when everything is going to start coming together even faster for you.
Yay.
When you're not full of shoulds and oughts and have-tos, when your life is not a bunch of shoulds, oughts, and have-tos, things will really, that resurrection will happen faster than you can imagine. Every time you let yourself do anything that you enjoy, you're speeding yourself along on your spiritual awakening. Every time you let yourself do something that really fulfills you, you're speeding yourself ahead. Every time you do a should or oughta, you're stopped on the tracks. And we're going to get this train, this jet moving. You know. It was real interesting. I said I was going to share this quick story before I close. I always ask the Holy Spirit to give me signs that the truth that I'm studying is true. Because a lot of times when you talk to most people, they don't really talk like we're talking today. So it's kind of easy when you leave these environments to wonder if you're crazy. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
Now, you can think something in here and it makes total sense and you try to go explain to your friend and you sound like a nut even to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you sound like, I don't even believe I believe this. You know. So what I'm saying is that, so I asked for a sign. Now, I went to this incredible dance party that was up at Mercury Cafe last night. And I really love it because the people really, you really dress up and you just be outlandish and you be, you know, however you want to be. And so I love to go there. And they have this like this kind of like rave house kind of music and stuff, you know. And so I'm like, I love to go and just dance and party, you know. So I drove up and all of a sudden this friend of mine crossed my mind, a most beautiful, beautiful being in the female body that I was really close to at one time. We're still alive, we're just not around each other. And how innocent she was, and how supportive, and how non-judgmental, just fun. And her name was Angela. And so I thought about it. I hadn't thought about Angela in 8 years, I mean 9 years or something. And then I went inside to dance, and I went upstairs. As soon as I walked in, I saw this young lady that was standing in the distance, kind of like in the distance. She had this outfit that looked like a cross between a fairy and a ballerina. Because like people dress up, they be in outlandish costumes and outfits, or just whatever you feel like being. It's like the you always dream you could be. You would be if somebody would let you. These are like a group of people that you can be that. Without, which are the kind of people which I call my tribe. That's how I can always, when I'm with my tribe, it's the people that I can just be myself with, not anybody that I got to change the way I behave for them. That's automatically not my tribe member. So I know how to tell who's my tribe members and who's not my tribe member by who wants me to change and who doesn't. Especially when there's nothing wrong with me other than you don't like the way I am. That's so funny when you think about it. Okay, so I walked up and so, I mean, she looked gorgeous, she looked beautiful in the outfit and everything. And whether people believe this or not, is that I'm out in public and in situations where I don't know people, I don't know most of the people there. I'm very bashful. I'm very I almost never walk up to women and say something to them in a place. I just don't do it. I can't even think of how, you know, I just don't do it. So even if I see somebody, a lot of times I won't walk up and say anything. And so I've learned from spirit to just walk into a place and say, you know, I'm here to bring love into this experience, and whoever it is that I'm supposed to be in relationship or communication with tonight, let them somehow be drawn to me, or let me somehow just know it, have no doubt about it. And then I go in, you know. And so, anyway, I was just compelled to walk up to her. And it was so weird. I mean, I hadn't been in this place 5 minutes. So I walk up to her, and then I look at her, and I go, I just want to let you know, you look absolutely beautiful tonight. You look gorgeous. And she looked up at me. She looked at me and she said, "That's just what I needed to hear. I really needed to hear that. You know, I just had a baby a few months ago, and I had gained a whole lot of weight, and I had a lot of body issues about maybe I shouldn't wear these tights." And she said, "You just don't have any idea how much just hearing that just made me really feel good in this moment." Mm-hmm. That's how she responded to me. And then we proceeded to have this incredible conversation, right? She saw my card, and then she mentioned this, when she said, "Well, you know, you do astrology and stuff like that." I said, "Yeah, you know, I do that too." And I said, "What's your sign?" And my sign is Sagittarius. And she said, "Sagittarius." And then I said, "Yeah, what's your birthday?" She said, "December 15th. My birthday is December 15th. Then I said, and of course we both was like, what? I sound like Luke John, what? Whoever that is, that rapper. Anyway. So we're like tripping at that point, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, "Well, what's your name?"
"Don't tell me."
"Angela." "Oh." "Wasn't that deep? Wasn't that deep?" See, you, and I had, what was the moral that I had said just before I came in? "The Holy Spirit, give me some really clear sign that I'm on the right path, that you realize that I'm not crazy for thinking there really is an invisible presence that's guiding me." And, you know, and then the night went up from there. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. It was an amazing evening. I love it. I love getting the lilies instead of the thorns. All right, so I'm going to do a 3-minute review, and then we're going to run for the hills screaming.
Are we ever going to hear the song or not?
Well, I'm not going to be able to play the song we want to play.
Okay.
The victory. It's time to celebrate that I've accepted the truth. So I want you to hear this song. I'd like you to just close your eyes for a minute. You can move your body for me. Just close your eyes and let's go on a little trip together. We're going to celebrate the acceptance of the victory. You have been victorious. You are really moving forward. You have accepted the truth. Let's not spend this week brooding about what we think someone has done to us in the past. Let's move ahead in a happy celebration. I'm ready to move ahead in a happy celebration. I am ready to move ahead in a happy celebration. I am ready to move ahead in a happy celebration. If there's anybody that feel like that, would you say, "Beep, beep"? I knew that was in there. I knew I could feel it. Hey, Easter is the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. You, that doesn't mean anything, but a risen you, a happy you, a powerful you is the sign that you look upon yourself as healed and whole. I am 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 healed and whole. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. The sign of pain. I want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. You want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. You want the sign of peace and not the sign of pain. We want the sign of peace. Yeah, make the course clubs sound better, but I love hood. If you want a copy of the class, y'all know the drill. You get signed up for it on the list up front. Oh, yeah, there's an announcement right quick.
There will be a Course in Miracles party April 23rd at my house. I keep forgetting to make a flyer. I'll try to get one here by Wednesday, Thursday, or Sunday. Okay, April 23rd.
So just,
12th and Humboldt, real close to here.
Saturday evening.
Yes.
So just block out that time.
It's a Saturday.
April
23rd. Yeah, yes. It would be great for us to get together in a different situation and play.
What time?
I have no
idea.
Yeah. Yeah, like the fair. What y'all think about that fair story? Wasn't that the G?
Yeah.
That was awesome, wasn't it? It works like that. It works like that. You know, you have to ask. Okay. So as you go out, remember, celebrate your resurrection. Let yourself have a good time this week. Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Sign of peace and not the sign of pain. I'm